back, everyone, to another episode of the Geek Lounge. I'm your host, Luis Latour.
I'm Adam Smasher.
And with us in studio,
Phenomenal.
The Phenomenal. Yeah.
Paul Blankenship.
Oh. Wow.
I can say my name right
can
now?
Can we? Yeah, no, let's clap.
What are we clapping for?
Phenomenal.
The Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Phenomena. Phenomena.
I don't know if you can tell who that is, but that's Adam, because Adam's back.
That's right. I know. It's been, it's been like a month.
I believe
more
that Adam's
static
great.
Clapter.
I believe that Adam's great. I believe that Adam's great.
Wow.
I believe Adam's just okay. I believe he's just okay.
Oh. Wow.
It's nothing. I love you, buddy. Sorry.
I know. It's been too damn long.
Hey, talk about that magical land that you were in.
I was in Denver.
Oh, my God.
The gentrified hipster capital of the United States.
The Great White West? East?
Something.
I guess. Where are they east of?
No, yeah, they are east of us. Yeah.
I've never been there.
To Denver?
It was cool.
Mm. Did you go to Mork and Mindy's place?
Boulder? No. Didn't go up to Boulder.
All right.
No.
Dang it.
I don't even know. Is that a house that's still there? Mm. I don't even know.
Probably. Yeah. If it is, I'd find it.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it'd be much to see, right?
Probably not. We live here, sir. We can't just come into this house.
Stop taking pictures of our house.
Yes.
Nanu, Nanu! I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Is Mork here? No, he's not. Don't say it. Is Mindy here? Leave now.
Is, what was the kid's name? Jonathan Winters?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Oh, man, that was awesome, Jonathan Winters.
Yeah, Denver was cool.
I wish he was my kid.
It had some cool things about it, but it had some annoying things about it. Honestly, I have to say, I think it is surpassing California's the worst drivers, though. I kid you not. Every time I looked over.
Because California has terrible drivers.
Every time I looked over, somebody was on their phone. On the freeway, on the roads, it didn't matter. It was shocking. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Or they looked like they were on their phones. You know, they were either had it up to their ear, or they were literally trying to text or see something, or they're looking down at their lap, which I assume is also their phone. Or they
is
were
that what makes
else.
California terrible drivers? Or are they
no,
just, like,
they're
bad.
Just they're just bad because they're just skill wise they're terrible drivers.
I figure they'd be on the phone more because they'd be like, oh, I'm taking a meeting.
Yeah,
or you know, like I'm talking to.
Well, speakerphone's fine. That's not a big deal.
My agent.
I'm talking to my client.
Yeah,
speakerphone's fine. Like literally, my car, which isn't even. Fancy car. I mean, one button. My phone rings, one button, I'm talking. So it's not like it's work. It's not like it's distracting me, but this was insane. It was pretty bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe everybody's stoned. I don't know.
That's why they're on their
phone. Because it is legal there, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Did you bring any? Never mind.
No.
You're not allowed to bring it back, right? Don't you get stopped somewhere?
I did go into like two different ones.
Yeah.
Just because. And it was interesting. It was kind of interesting, like, to see it. As an industry, that was kind of cool. Like,
and not
like
just at
the
some
one
guy's
like
house.
I go in and I'm wearing my Half-Life hoodie, and the one guy's like, "Is that a Half-Life hoodie?" The only guy I know of that's recognized it, right?
Nice.
I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh, that's awesome!" You know. And they had like a bunch of cloned plants on one side, and they had a bunch of products on the other side, and
nice.
It was kind of interesting. And then I was gonna get
a brownie.
I mean, I was considering a piece of chocolate.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I was gonna say, watch your
YouTube. Yeah. Considering. Yeah,
People don't listen to this show.
So. No, I was going to get a piece of chocolate because I was like, why the hell not? I'm in Denver, right?
Yeah.
And it was like $18.
$18?
Yeah, for like a little piece. But you got to remember, I mean, my understanding is like, you know, that's like, you know, 4 to 6 hours of being high, I guess. Mm. So.
Oh, you guess? You're just going to take a guess? Is that
taking a guess. Oh, that's what I was told. And I was like, well, 18, I guess that's not that bad for 18 bucks. I mean, that's like four drinks at a bar, you know?
Yeah.
So. That's two movies right there.
Yeah, that's like two movies, yeah. But I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. So I was like, $18. Yeah. It was like a little piece of chocolate, too.
Mm.
But it was interesting, yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming here.
Oh, that's right. We did vote for that.
That's true. So. It'll be legal here in just a few weeks. But I guess they can't sell it for another year.
What?
So, yeah.
I mean, not that I care.
You can own it, you can grow it.
Why
are you all upset? Because why is it taking so long? Is what I.
Man,
sit
down, relax.
No, it's not. I need it.
I think.
Gotta bag that knee, huh?
I think lawmakers have a really skewed view. The arguments I hear is like, we have to ensure the safety of the public. And, you know, we don't want it close to schools and things like that. And it's like, what world do you live in? It's already all around us.
Yeah.
Like, at least start generating the revenue now. You know, that's one thing Colorado kind of did that was smart, is they basically said, like, just do it. and we'll come through and we'll tighten up and fix it as we go.
Cool.
Because they had that understanding, like, that weed is everywhere.
Yeah.
It is so pervasive. It's far more pervasive than alcohol. Mm. Like, why? We don't want it near our schools. It's already near your schools. It's being sold in your schools, actually. Wake up. Like, what world do you live in? So.
You telling me that I'll be able to legally buy hashish cigarettes?
Hashish is not marijuana. That's different. Okay. Little bit different.
You telling me that at some point I'm going to be able to legally buy Jazzman cigarettes?
Jazzman cigarettes.
Old jazz cigarettes.
You're going to roll them. You're going to roll
them. Old Jazzman spliffs or sploop, whatever they call them.
Nice. Little tweezers.
Yes, you will, apparently, but not for another year.
Okay.
But, yeah, right, it was cool.
Bummer.
That's good.
And I did go to the museum, which had a cool
cool
display, which I did post on my Facebook. But now that it's on the show, I'll post it on the Geek Lounge link. But it was the Costumes of Star Wars exhibit, and it was actually really cool. It was really cool.
It looked cool. You sent me pictures when you were there.
Yeah, it was cool. Just seeing the real, and they were the real costumes. Like, it was cool. Like the Jedi, especially, just the texture on the robes and stuff, and as you can
they
probably
let you touch them.
No. It's a
but
museum.
You just touched them anyway.
You could yeah, honestly, you kidding. Could if you wanted to. They're right there.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them were behind glass, but most of them were just right there.
Hmm. And, like a piece off.
Yeah, snip. Queen Amidala's stuff dominated the.
She had a bunch of costumes.
But she had a bunch, yeah. And I can tell you firsthand that Natalie Portman and Carrie Fisher are tiny human beings. Tiny people.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I never would have thought of that.
That slave out, the slave Leia outfit, the original slave Leia outfit, when you look at it on the mannequin, it's so small.
Yeah.
Like, she's tiny.
Wow.
And I guess she is only like 5'1".
Wow.
Or something, yeah. But even Natalie Portman was, 16 when she wore a lot of those costumes?
Was she?
Yeah, because I guess like the later movies, those costumes aren't nearly as small, but the ones from the first movie, tiny.
Mm.
But she was only like 16, I think, so that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, tiny stuff. But the texture on them was amazing. Like, you know how I get, you know, movies, they always say like movie magic. And sometimes, you know, when you see like costumes from movies, you do kind of realize like, oh yeah, they held this together with duct tape.
you know,
and that was true on some of the older stuff. But like the stuff from the new trilogy stuff, like the prequel trilogy, amazing. Like, no doubt, amazing. Some of those dresses, just the care they put into them for a friggin' movie. It was pretty amazing. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And I mean, my favorite was actually seeing the original Boba Fett and Jango Fett suits.
Nice.
That was awesome.
Those were cool. Yeah. Jango Fett, you could tell, like, Jango Fett suit was way more, like, solid.
Right.
Like, Boba Fett's looked pretty beat. I mean, Well, it's older too, but it didn't have the same kind of, I guess, level of custom design, I guess. Like, you could tell they kind of put it together as opposed to Jango Fett's, where it was sort of made to look like a interstellar bounty hunter, for lack of a better term. But yeah, they were badass. They were cool. They were cool. And seeing nice. Chewbacca, awesome. Big ass Chewbacca.
Nice. Wait, Chewbacca was the costume?
Yeah.
He wasn't a real? Wookiees aren't real? You're blowing my mind right now.
That was really cool, yeah. So, and then the rest of the museum was actually really cool, too.
Oh, cool.
Because you could go in. If you bought tickets for that, it was basically access to the whole museum. And it was a really good museum, actually. They had a lot of cool stuff. Spent Thanksgiving there.
Oh, that's right. You did. So, yep. That's where you were gone for so many days.
That's
hanging out. That's cool.
I was hanging out, yeah. Did a B&B, which Airbnb, our new sponsor.
Airbnb.
It was actually really cool. Yeah, that was a good service and cheap.
For when you want the stank of someone else's house, Airbnb.
But the thing was, like, the house I stayed in, it was just
hire me, Airbnb.
It was like a room in the basement with almost direct access outside. It was just like...
That was
like,
where you stayed?
It was like staying at a friend's, And it was just like, I barely saw anybody. You know what I mean?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool. Mm. Yeah. Had my own room, had a bathroom right there that had like this amazing shower, but... When I got there, the lady who owned the house, she's like, we all take a shower in here, as you can see why. And, like, it had, like, the waterfall, two shower heads.
What?
Yeah, like, it was a deluxe, fantastic shower.
So,
like,
so people had to walk in to use the shower while you were in there?
No. But that's what she goes. She said, everybody's respectful, but everybody does shower in here. Because I guess it seemed like they had one other room that they let out. And then I guess they had three people living there, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow. So it was cool. It was very cool.
Yeah. But you meant they all at the same time. Like, that was like the rule. We all shower here at the same time.
Yeah, all the time.
Every gal I saw that lived there was very attractive.
When we ring the bell.
Yeah. When the bell rings, it's shower time.
It's shower time. Shower time. That's horrible. They were very nice. They were all
That's
nice.
Cool.
I almost
got in an accident yesterday.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
No, don't yes that. What are you, what?
That's so not cool. To celebrate.
No.
You're alive. Stop crying.
So, let me tell you this. I've told you this story already, right? I bought for my nephew, or for my godson, yes. I bought a John Cena, I don't know what they're called, but they're like
you can't find figures. You can't figure out where you put it because you can't see him.
That would have been better. That would have been a better story.
So anyway, go ahead.
So I have. You did tell me about that. So I bought him, right? And every time at night when I'd bump into him, I'd hear like, yeah, you can't see me. All the time. I'm like, oh, I got to get rid of this thing. So I hid it at my parents' house. I was going to wrap it. I was going to start wrapping it the Friday.
Yeah.
And I was like, it didn't make any noise. So I'm like hitting it, like trying to smack it around to see if it does anything. And I'm like, what happened?
You killed
the
battery.
What happened to the battery? So I went to return it. And
it should just be like a little Velcro thing or something, right? Just swap the battery out.
No, it had screws. Yeah. But I wanted to be able to play with it, like right out of the wrapping. Like I wanted to, like, oh my god, and like shake it around and do stuff. I don't want to be like, hey kid, I'm glad you love it. Yeah. The only thing you got to do is tediously take the back off so you can put.
You
new
could have done that.
In. I don't want because then I have to take him out of the package.
Oh,
because the
gotcha,
way he's packaged
gotcha.
Is his gotcha. Back is like on that back stock, that back card stock. So I would have to like ruin the. Yeah. The packaging.
Thanks
to
for
get
the
it
used
to
doll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll quit tripping over him at night.
Anyway, no, that's not. Well, that wasn't what killed
him. Stop playing with him all night long.
He's so much fun. I get to pin him.
Say it again.
Say it again.
Ah! He does make that noise a lot.
I bet he does.
Well, he worked when I took him to my parents' house to store him.
Especially with Luis.
But then. damn right. And then Friday. When I had gone to wrap him, like I said, he wasn't working. So I went
to
return
him. Bella.
And I returned him. I grabbed a new one that worked. Yeah. Hopefully he'll stay that way. And I put him in the car. And the entire time in the car, because I got on the freeway, every little bump, you can't see me. And I'm like, what the? He scared me because he didn't make this. Because when I tested him out in the store, he worked. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I put him in the car. He didn't make noise until I got on the freeway. So as soon as I'm getting on the freeway, I start speeding up. And then, I was like, I freaked out because for a split second I was like, what even is that? And then I hit another little bump and then I hear, you can't see me. And I'm like, oh God. It's that doll.
It's that stupid.
It's that stupid doll.
That's literally what he's like though. I heard
all the time. Like when you're driving. You can't see me. Someone needs an attitude adjustment. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I got another 10 minutes before I'm home. I got to hear this. And I heard it all the way home. Like, when you're on the freeway, it's just every little bump. Ah, you That's can't awesome. See me. Attitude adjustment. Da, 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 da.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Nice.
I swerved for a bit on the freeway, and I was yeah, that was fun, I guess.
That's cool.
You're going to keep it now?
Hmm? No, you, God, no. No.
Can't wait to get rid of it.
I told people
you want a Jericho one.
I do want a Jericho one. I want a Jericho one that every time I hit it, he just goes, "You just made the list."
Yeah,
that's all he says. You just made the list, stupid idiot. You just made the list.
They don't have one, do they? It says
that's,
that.
That's his thing.
No, they don't.
I can't imagine some kid. He gets a doll, and every time he shakes it, it says, "Stupid idiot." Walking around,
I would like, "Mom, what?"
Stupid idiot. Stop calling me that.
Where'd you hear that?
The
it's
doll.
My Jericho doll.
The doll told me that, Mom.
What?
Like, yeah, right, son.
I would like a commercial where
you just
like,
made the list.
There's like three
Mom.
There's three kids playing with him, and they're like, you can get John Cena. I got John Cena, click. You can't see me. Roman Reigns. I got Roman Reigns. Whatever Roman Reigns says, because I don't care. I'm not the guy. I'm the guy. I'm not a bad guy. I'm the guy. And then just, I got Jericho. Click. Yeah. Stupid idiot.
Stupid idiot.
You just made the list.
You just made the list.
Hey, teacher, stupid idiot.
Wow.
You're wonderful. Anyway, that's how I almost died. Because of John Cena. Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Big Match John.
If you're out there.
Yeah. Anyway, let's take a break. And when we come back, more wild and craziness.
Yes.
Yes.
See ya.
Let's do it. All right.
It's a little scary when you see the sign. You picture it hairy and white, mean inside your mind.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the show.
Hey! I was told not to say anything. No, so I will say.
No.
I was told to say nothing. Yeah. So I will say nothing.
Yeah, that's okay.
Starting
it's
now.
Not what we meant.
Starting
that
now.
Will be on the outtake show. Yeah, we'll have all the embarrassment. Welcome back, everybody, to the show.
There you go.
And how's everybody doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excellent. I took some days off.
It is the holiday season.
It is the holiday season.
That's right.
It's a season to give.
I still have one present left to buy for my dear old dad.
Nice.
So, how about you?
I think I've gotten everybody's presents already. We're going to get presents, so they should be good. You know what? Except my parents, because they're hard to shop for.
Yeah.
Gift card.
I don't know what.
That's my dad.
That's usually what I do, is I buy them, I just give them, like, cash.
It's like a, yeah. It's
the cash
gift card to Subway. Yeah. Why? Because my dad wants nothing.
But Subway?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the only thing I've ever seen him actually appreciate is when you give him a gift card to Subway.
Oh, that reminds me. That reminds me, guys. I gotta get your guys' presents. What's your underwear size?
You know that.
Tommy Wizow's two underwear.
You keep saying that, but you don't know what it is. Yeah, you don't know what it is.
Okay. Tommy Wizow, legendary director and writer of The Room. Yeah. Also has a line of underwear.
You haven't watched it yet?
I haven't watched it yet.
Twunderwear.
Yes, he does. Yeah, his movie. The movie thing didn't work out, so let's sell underwear.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. That's nice.
You still haven't seen it?
Did you get the screenplay with it when you buy
I think
over
you have to buy so much and you
$30 underwear.
You get a copy
or
of the screenplay. Yeah. Yeah.
It comes.
It's almost worth it just for that, to be honest.
I want to get it and then just perform it on stage.
Yeah.
Just make a really long, live, uncomfortable sex scene. Three of them, which took place, 30 minutes into the movie?
Yeah. Well, first 30 minutes.
And they're super.
Three bad sex scenes.
And they're super. The first two are super long, too. Like, too long.
Yeah.
Uncomfortably long.
It's like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like edited porn.
Right.
Like, it's shot like a porn, but it shows nothing, except maybe a boob.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
It's like Tamer Showtime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's bad.
Tamer Skinemax.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I can't wait for you to see it.
Now
you've never
me, really.
Seen that movie?
Uh-uh.
Oh, wow.
That's what I said. I was like, you of all people have not seen this movie.
Yeah.
But it's like you hyped it up so much now that I feel like I need to be in the right mood to
when
watch
I watched it. It was hyped up for me too. And I was still just like, I was not prepared.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. You're not.
It's just. You do have to get through the first 25 minutes, though. It's pretty bad. Like,
a
few things happen that make no sense, and there's an awkward sex scene, then a couple more things, and another awkward sex scene. You're like, what the fuck is going? Oh, sorry, what the hell is going on here?
Swear jar, come on.
I don't have any cash.
Oh, okay. So all of a sudden, now that's okay.
No, it's not okay. But
it's weird. Yeah, you're not prepared for The Room if you've never seen it.
But it is surreal. It is
even like the advertisement looked like it was like, I thought it was like a vampire
horror movie.
Or
yeah.
A horror movie.
Like a bad horror movie.
Yeah. It is not. It is like a
you
regular.
You can't trust anyone. The Room. And then there's that picture of him like, what the heck's going on?
It's like a vampire, like a bad vampire film. But really, it's just a drama.
But it is a compelling image, even if the movie doesn't live up to its image for the same reasons.
He looks like he was drunk when he took that picture. High. Just like, okay, let's do this, everybody. He's got one eye kind of closed. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I'm going to check it out.
And speaking of bad movies, it is the holidays. It's also bad movie season. So watch a lot of Riff Tracks lately.
Bad movie season?
We watched,
really?
Because they always do the MST3K marathon on Turkey Day.
Sure.
And then we watched Sword and the Sorcerer last week with Riff Tracks.
That's right. We did. In lieu of gaming,
classic. Yeah.
We had ribs.
We had ribs, yeah.
And that was a bad idea. No. Well, no, it was a good idea, but it was a bad time because we didn't end up doing anything that day except watching Sword and Sorcerer.
Yep. So, which,
good flick.
Yeah, classic.
You know, I think about it, and it makes me cry about how other people will never know how delicious Frank's ribs are.
That's true.
Yeah.
Frank has the best meat.
Right.
Put his meat in your mouth. You won't be disappointed.
You love having Frank's meat in your mouth.
I do. I do. I can admit that.
Frank has been
shamelessly
on the show a few times
yeah.
in past episodes, but yeah. he has the most delicious meat.
Yeah, he has ruined barbecue for me ever.
Yeah, you can't go to like
Famous Dave's.
Like Famous Dave's and have their ribs and just be like, oh, it's not Frank's ribs.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah. it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the guy that makes like legitimate barbecue places, makes you just say, yeah, they're all right.
Why? I'll just go there.
Right.
Just go to Frank's house.
Except for like Roadkill Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
That place is really good, but
yeah.
Like something like a, you know, John Mull. I mean,
Famous Dave's.
Famous Dave's, yeah. Something like that. You're just like, eh, whatever. Eh, it's all right.
There's a place over downtown. Naked City area, Rolling Smoke barbecue. Whoa.
Yeah.
Man. That's good. They have beef ribs there.
Yeah.
Beef ribs.
Beef ribs are good, yeah.
It's just gigantic. They just fall off the bone. Yeah. Really good.
I used to use those in my Halloween haunted house. We used to, my mom would
beef
cook
ribs.
Them and I'd line them in the, because I was a werewolf, and we'd line them in the chest. So I'd run by and snag a rib.
That's awesome.
Like rip it out.
Fake
blood to go everywhere. Kids would be like, eh! I'd be like,
You'd eat them?
Oh yeah, yep.
That's cruel.
I was a werewolf.
Anyway, so yeah, that's why we watched that movie because we were all, I don't know, full of ribs. We
full
were all
of
full
ribs,
of ribs,
yeah.
And we were like, kind of like,
meh. You're full of Frank's meat.
Full of all of us at the same
all
time.
All of us at the same time.
Damn,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Good times.
Where was I going?
We saw Sword and Sorcerer.
Yeah. Oh, bad movies.
Bad
movies,
yeah.
Bad movies. And what was the Space Mutiny, I think, when they did the MST3K marathon? That was like their number one pick for the worst or best MST3K. Have you ever seen that?
Uh-uh.
It's bad.
Yeah?
Space Mutiny?
Space Mutiny, yeah. It's basically all the special effects are from Battlestar Galactica.
Oh.
No idea why.
Like, can you tell, like, if you watch Battlestar and look at it and you'd be like, oh,
it's
Battlestar.
It's the same. Yeah, there's no.
They lifted them.
It's like lifted. It's not.
Wow.
They didn't dress them up. They didn't, like.
Yeah.
It's just the same footage. Like, the only weird thing is in the beginning when they show the Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
It's flying backwards as if to imply, like, it flies in that direction. I don't know.
Okay.
It was really odd, yeah.
Is it like Turkish Star Wars?
Yeah.
Where they just got guys dressed up like they're in ships, but they're just playing the movie.
And I think it is some obscure or not one of the big four European countries that actually produced it, yeah.
Mm.
And it's basically like a seed ship, a generation ship, where like they send like 800 people out to the stars and they're going to, you know, it's going to take them, you know, 200 years to get there. It's that kind of thing. And it's people on board vying for power. And it actually has like a fair amount of, not big names, but like recognized people, like,
yeah.
And it's bad. Like Reb Brown is like the heroic guy.
Oh, I'm
TV's
it.
Captain America.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna see it now.
And he does that a lot. Yeah. You know, and it's like, Reb, I love you, but stop.
That's him though.
Here's the sweet anecdote that came out of that. Like the love interest in that. Actually, he met her on that shoot, and that's his wife, and they've been married ever since.
Oh, cool.
And it's like 1987, 88, something
yeah.
like that. And I was like, oh, no, that's sweet.
Yeah.
That's cool. So
yeah.
Something good came out of that movie, you know.
That's awesome.
But yeah,
he
that
was
movie
that guy,
was bad.
Reb Brown.
Well, he's the guy who looked
Reb
like
Brown's like, he's a big boy, man.
When has Reb Brown ever been good in anything? That guy is.
Sword and Sorcerer, unfortunately, died like halfway through.
Yeah. He was the guy who looked like the middle-aged accountant in Sword and Sorcerer, right?
What? No. That's Joe Ruggalabuto or something like that. Sword and the Sorcerer is full of a lot of TV guys.
Right.
And Joe Ruggalabuto, yeah, I think he played a lot of like lawyers and accountants and cops and things like that.
No,
detectives.
But I mean, like, he looked like a middle aged just dude, like, who didn't belong there. Yeah. He was weird. He was the guy in the brothel, right?
No, that's not Reb Brown. Reb Brown was the big guy who had his tongue cut out. Reb Brown is a big guy because remember, he played Captain America in the television movies from the 80s, which are not good.
Yeah.
But
I own them.
But he's big. He's a big boy. He's got to be like 6'3, 6'4. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big blonde dude.
I'm trying to remember who he was in the.
He only had like two scenes, I think, or three scenes. Mm. He was in the beginning. I remember he was wearing blue when they were kind of riding up to the town, and then they all split up, and you only deal with your accountant guy. And then, you know, the main guy, Talon, Matt Houston from TV's Matt Houston. And then,
nice.
And then, like, there's like, he comes into the bar at one point, and they're like, oh, Talon's been captured. And then there's that scene where they go to rescue them.
Yeah.
And then are all just suddenly in prison. But then the one...
That's after the brothel scene, right? Where the pirate just shows up and he's like, hey, guys, I'm a pirate. And
I'll help
you guys.
The
guy that's like Millie
magnificent Millie. Breasts. Yeah, yeah. The magnificent pectoral muscles.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll help, you know.
And they're like, let's do this. And it's all kind of inspiring. And
yeah.
And then you cut to them in prison.
In prison, because they all got caught, yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
not that good.
Like, and then a minute later, like the dungeon keeper or whatever comes in and he basically throws Red Brown and like the really good looking blonde who was like a double agent.
Mm.
And he says, you know, they wouldn't talk, so I cut out their tongues. That was Red Brown. And then he dies. he pretty much dies right there. Yeah.
Got, okay. I know what you're talking about now. All right. Yeah,
that was it. That was like his only scenes.
Have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
Sword and the Sorcerer? Yeah, you have.
Yeah, no, I've seen that.
Oh, yeah.
But I was going to say, if you really want a nice dose of Red Brown. Howling 2.
Oh, that's right. He is in that.
He's in that?
He is in that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's amazing in that. He's really, like, showing his chops in that movie.
Yeah, but I got to get his Captain America movies. Not because they're good.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, Red Brown deserves some love. He's been around a while. And he is built like Captain America. He's a big boy, yeah.
Yeah, no, he's good.
I have those movies.
Kill Chris.
They're great. They're just the way he throws his... It looks like he's throwing a frisbee.
Yeah.
Basically.
Oh, yeah.
It's so weird. But yeah,
in his spandex, like that literally jazzer size Captain America outfit.
Terrible suit.
It is a terrible suit.
He's got the
motorcycle helmet.
Yeah, he got his thing on. Yeah,
motorcycle.
That's classic though. That was like it was '80s, wasn't it? It was like
early 81. 80s. Yeah, that was early '80s. Yeah.
That's just classic. Yeah. By the way, speaking of Christmas movies,
yeah,
like what's considered to be one of the top Christmas movies?
Die Hard.
Like classic Christmas
like classic.
Movies?
Well, yeah, well, sort of classic. It's pretty classic.
The Jimmy Stewart one? Wonderful right. Life. It's a Wonderful Life.
And then there's also A Christmas Story. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right, yeah.
And I met Bob Clark, the director
of
Christmas Story.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was cool.
That's cool.
He went to a convention, and then he booked, like, after he took questions. Yeah. He's supposed to, like, usually they come down and sign autographs. And he did, if you look up his filmography, the guy he wrote and directed Porky's.
Yeah, he did. That's
he
right.
He did like some horror movies, some really cool horror movies.
He's one of those guys that does a lot of different things.
And then he also did Baby Geniuses.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that was him?
That's terrible. Whoa. But yeah.
Yeah. He did all kinds of stuff. So he ran off the stage. I actually went out the back door and found him waiting for his car to come around and pick him up. And I had him sign like a couple Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things.
Nice.
I have him sign the thing. And he left, and then, I swear, the craziest thing is kind of sad, but 2 weeks later, I think two or three, maybe a month later, he died.
Oh, that's
in a car accident.
Oh.
In L.A.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Well, Ralphie used to come into the casino I used to work. I used to have to deal with him.
Oh, but, yeah?
Yeah, I was working, so you can't really talk to him, but you can't really, oh, man, I love you, Chris. You can't do that. Yeah.
Don't do that. You'll shoot your eye out, Age.
Yeah.
Get Ralphie, really? Stuff.
Yeah, I guess he's a producer. Peter Billingsley. I couldn't think of his name. Yeah,
and you can't talk to him. You can't be like, "Hey, man,
well,
big fan."
Yeah, when you're dealing with guests, like what I did in the casinos, you're dealing with them. You can't really say, "Oh man, I really loved you." And you just say, "Like, yeah, how can I help you?" Stuff like that. Mm. If they start the conversation, that's different. But you can't fanboy.
How would he start that conversation?
Well, I don't know. But there was one star. Matter of fact,
Peter
when I was
Billingsley.
At one of the casinos, the one guy who what the heck was his name? He was on the Michael J. Fox show, the one show he was on for years, Family Ties. Family
oh, his friend?
I think it was like the neighbor.
Yeah.
Can't think of his
guy
name.
With dark hair?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess he was doing stand-up in the late 90s, early 2000s, and he would come in and he would want to talk. I almost felt like bad. Like he wanted you to recognize him. And it's
okay.
And I did, but it's like, I'm still not going to.
Yeah.
I don't care.
He kept saying his catchphrase or something, or like what?
And he would always like drop friends like, well, you know, my buddy such and such from the show, such and such. And I'm like,
really? Yeah.
I get it, but care.
Let's take another break.
That's good outro.
See you soon. Welcome back to the Geek Lounge, everyone. I am, of course, Smasher.
Of course.
Of course. Smasher.
Are we supposed to introduce ourselves again?
Is that your last middle name? Of course.
And this is
Adam, of course, Smasher.
This is
Adam,
the phenomenal Paul and Luis Latore. Luis the Tower.
Yeah.
The Tower.
You guys, since it's Christmas, I want us to just go around and say a prayer. Is that okay?
Whoa.
Can you just, here we go.
Little baby Jesus.
Let's start there. Oh, sweet baby
You know,
Jesus.
He died as a man, right?
Paul, you want to start us off with a prayer?
He was a grown man.
I'd like to go last.
That is, of course, a reference to the fact that we have church three doors down from our lovely studio.
Yes.
Sometimes they get a little too loud. And
yeah. They're lovely people. We've never they're had nice. Any kind yeah, of problem no, with them. Nice, but yeah, they do get loud with their singing. And
today they had some music going. I was like, come on, guys.
It's just if you guys listen to...
At first, but it was before the show.
If you guys listen to old episodes and there is some... sort of gospel singing in the background, it's because of that.
That's not them, though. That was the last place, right? That
no,
was
no,
the
no.
Sci-Fi Center one.
Yeah, but those episodes never came
out. Oh, that's right.
There's like four of those episodes.
Those are the lost episodes.
Lost.
Yeah.
Oh, the lost
We got to find those. They're lost.
Oh, I have
they're
them.
Literally... Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
I thought they were lost. Like,
legitimately lost?
No,
I got
lost.
Them.
Yeah.
I got them.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. So, but no, but here's
it's me. I got them on three different hard drives.
Here's sometimes they'll get loud, and you may maybe you'll hear it, maybe you'll faintly hear it, or maybe you won't. If you don't, that's good. That's credit to Adam, who set up our audio stuff, so that we would
I tried to minimize that stuff, yeah.
It's a challenge.
But yeah, in the lost episodes, though, is we were at the Sci-Fi Center, the old Sci-Fi Center, and there was a big church right next to us. It
like
was weird.
On the wall, like that wall. Yeah.
Which Sci-Fi Center? Where was it at?
Behind the Marie Callender's?
Yeah,
over there. And by the green
there
door.
There was actually a church.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Would that get loud? There was a church
on each side.
Could the green door get loud?
The green door get loud?
No. So it used to be right there. Okay. No. So the Sci-Fi Center used to be in that same
strip mall
as the green door and like the Q Club if you've ever been there. And then it moved. It's like Kitty Corner, right? Is that how you'd say?
I don't
it?
Know where the old one was. Yeah,
it was right there, right in that same part where.
Oh, was it?
The Onyx Theater is and like cool collectibles used to be.
I'm not familiar with that area at all.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you need to. It's
so I think that's how you say it. It's Kitty. The location we started at was Kitty Corner from there.
Okay.
So like so if you stepped out onto the sidewalk, you could see where it used to say Sci-Fi Center.
Yeah.
But they got so lazy, they didn't pull the letters off. They just painted the whole building and they painted right over the letters. So you could still see Sci-Fi Center.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But, we were. It's a business thing, so it wasn't like the Sci-Fi Center was next to like a cathedral.
Yeah.
It was next to just a big space that probably used to be a bodega or a restaurant or something, and they just turned it into a big old church.
Yeah.
Nice.
And they
it was loud.
It was loud. Yeah. Like you could hear people outside because they wouldn't leave. It was like church was over. We wouldn't go home. Church is over. They'd be outside laughing, playing music. This is a Spanish church too.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Nice. You know they were out there letting their kids run around in the parking lot, and so you'll probably hear if we ever put those episodes.
We ever got those up, yeah.
Yeah, you'll hear. And that's after church, but during church you would hear like the gospel music.
And they had like a live band too, I think. They actually had a live band. That's why it was so loud, yeah.
Oh my God. Mariachi.
And they were right there on the wall.
I don't know. I don't even remember.
A Christian mariachi band?
I don't know.
Maybe. Is that a thing? That
would be Christian mariachi. I'm sure there are. Yeah.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
No. It was mostly gospel. It was mostly hymns and stuff like that. But then like afterwards they'd be out there blasting their music and stuff.
Yeah.
And we would be trying to record a show and it's like kids running around. There's Hispanic music.
And it is that time of year. So it's time to watch. Have you seen Krampus?
That one that came out in the theaters?
Yeah, last year. That was a good flick.
Yeah.
It was a good flick. You didn't see it, though, right?
No. I have a movie called Santa Claus versus Krampus, I think. Or what was it called? A Christmas Horror Story or something like that.
What?
Santa Claus fights Krampus. Shatner's in it.
What?
Yeah, Shatner's in it.
Nice.
He doesn't play like Santa Claus or anything. I think he's like a radio DJ person.
I only
saw the trailer.
Is it old?
I think it came out last year, too.
Oh, okay. A lot of direct-to-video.
Yeah,
there was a lot of direct-to-video Krampus
movies.
Man,
I'm thinking it's one of those ones he made like during like Kingdom of the Spiders or whatever. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like back in the day. That'd be awesome.
I think it came out because of that Krampus movie. Because a lot of those movies come out like if you ever go to like a Walmart or a Target and you look at their direct-to-DVD stuff.
Yeah.
You'll see a lot of it has to do with whatever movie is coming out.
Yeah.
So if like there's a big space movie, they'll put out like a bunch of like sci-fi space movies and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Every movie that comes out, they'll have like a copy of it.
Yeah.
And then there's also It's like, I want to like start collecting the original movie, then the copy of it, then the porn.
The porn parody.
Every movie has all, one of those. They have the low budget movie, copy, yeah. And then the porn.
There's War of the Worlds, back, then there's like, see Thomas Howell's Asylum Presents War of the Worlds.
Yes.
And then there's like War of the Worlds, the porn parody.
War of the, I'm
like,
gonna think of,
like a few years ago when the Avengers movie was coming out, they put out the second Avengers movie. They put out one where it was like characters from like the Grimm fairy tales, but
yeah,
they were like,
yeah,
the Avengers. They put together
the
superhero
third one.
Group.
I tried to watch
it
that.
It was Civil War, right? So it was like,
no, it was,
know, Grimm,
no, it
fairy
was,
tales, Civil War, or something like that.
No,
I swear, well, they did something like that.
Unless that's a new one, I don't know. But they,
Little Red Riding Hood was in it. I watched that.
Yeah, yeah. It was sounds fun horrible. To watch. No, what's his name? Wasn't it,
it
was the guy from Starship Troopers?
Casper
Van Dien. Yeah,
Van Dien.
He was in it. He was. Is Casper Van Dien is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I like that dude. He's cool.
But they were like Avengers like movies, and then Suicide Squad came out this year, and they had a movie that was like that, where but it was all like grim fairy tale like villains come together to save the world. Like, it was weird.
What happened, dude? Those copyrights for those things? They just went?
No, like, no, no. I mean, like, I think
because certain things are public domain.
That's what I'm saying.
And all they did was put them together in like a team. Like the Suicide Squad was all. I don't know if you guys know. But the Suicide Squad is all bad guys who are forced to team up together. I don't know if the trailer.
No!
I don't know if the trailer told us that enough or not,
yeah,
to understand. But it was just basically the same premise. We just take these villains, and these villains have to save the world. Now, yeah, that one I did not watch.
Which
so
one?
So that one, the
oh,
Suicide,
yeah,
Squad.
No,
rip-off.
I can't. The ripoff.
Yeah.
You'd rather watch the Suicide Squad.
No.
Suicide Squad.
I did
rip-off.
See Suicide Squad, and okay. I think I'd rather watch the other one.
Oh,
now. Like I'd rather see.
Come on.
It was.
All right. All right.
How's that for a Christmas movie, guys? Suicide Squad out now.
Ugh. I don't know. I didn't see it, actually. You saw it, right?
I did see it, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did see it.
A lot of people do like it.
I liked it.
I just didn't care.
I liked it.
I'm just...
It was just dumb care. Action.
I don't think Deadshot should ever be, like, a likable good guy deep down. I don't.
Yeah.
That's why I knew Will likeable. Smith was going to be not good in that part. Because the second they said Will Smith, they're like, oh, it's getting the Will Smith treatment. You know, it's just like... Yeah.
But his thing is, in the movie...
Deadshot's kind of a boob. Well, he's arrogant. He's competent. He's just arrogant. So he's kind of a boob because of his arrogance.
Well, he's got his own like sort of code. That's why you kind of like the comic book character.
Yeah.
But in the movie, you can tell where he just kind of flips a switch and all of a sudden he's a good guy. Is at the beginning, he's kind of he's a butthole.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, this is, here we go. Deadshot right here.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go into the city like as the Suicide Squad for the very first time.
Yeah.
And then you just see right when the switch just clicked and he's like, good guy.
Yeah.
I'm a
good he was
good
like,
guy.
Yeah, because they were like, listen, we're going
to
plan.
Did he do a promo and he turned from heel to hero?
From heel to face.
To face, yeah.
No, he just, they were all together.
We got to do it for the children.
Him and Harley Quinn and like, I think Boomerang were like, all right, guys, we're gonna get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Just give us a signal. And as soon as the stuff starts happening, then it's like, hey, yo, are we leaving or what? And Deadshot's like, yeah, no, hold on, guys. They might need our help on this
need
one.
We need to take care of business. Yeah.
Every time that went with the colonel or whatever, that was that guy?
Colonel
Flag?
Yeah. Is that him?
Rick
Flag? Yeah, every time he would get kidnapped, you know, he's like, hey, we got to save him. You know what I mean? Kept saving him. And,
yeah.
You know, I was like, yeah, he got really, he came really good.
But then they kind of got it right towards the end where they were all in the bar.
Yeah, that was
cool. Was like a good, that was an okay scene because I think they cut out a lot of stuff, but it was pretty good.
No, they didn't get Suicide Squad right in any way, and here's why. Because the original Suicide Squad, at the end of every issue, half the team died. It's like the Mystery Men. That's a great movie. Nobody freaking died.
That's
2 people died.
That's not
in Mystery Men or Suicide Squad.
Oh, in Suicide Squad.
That's not what I mean. I mean like their attitude.
Oh, okay.
They got their attitude kind of right where they were just
gotcha.
Like, well, if we're gonna die, we might as well, I don't know, go out fighting, I guess. Like, yeah, all right, let's go. Yeah. You know, like they're like reluctantly heroic.
Go
like,
down
fine.
Swinging.
Yeah.
Yeah, go down swinging.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Granted, though, nobody died. Did somebody die?
Yeah, the pyro guy died.
No, he didn't die.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't. Did he?
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
So that's good, huh?
What's his name? Died, the Native American. was doing the little rope thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Indigenous
yeah,
American.
He blew up.
Yeah, yeah. Man, that guy was in a few movies.
Changes so fast.
Anyways. Yeah. The guy.
What's his name? Like Slingshot? Or he was like a mountain climber. That was his thing. Was he was like, he could climb stuff.
Yeah.
Which he was cool. Slingshot, good, though. It was like something else. Like Slipknot. Slipknot.
Let me guess his powers from, you know, circa... What was it?
He could tie knots.
The Justice Friends.
He could tie knots.
Or, what the hell?
Tie knots?
They super Friends, Super Friends.
They made
good thing I still have my superpower of sense of direction. What? Like, what? Come on.
Yeah.
Did you see that Super Friends?
Yeah.
That was classic.
They took Batman's powers? Yeah,
somebody hit him with a power-stealing ray. Hmm. So Batman and Robin didn't have any powers.
What?
So Apache Chief, I think was his name, right? He's like, well, good thing I still have my sense of direction. Like, wait. Hold on.
They took my power of discerning north.
It was bad. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, there's the thing though that's too about that movie, and I know we didn't mean to get into a Suicide Squad discussion, but they're supposed to be like a team to take out the next Superman.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, that was the point of which. Okay, whatever. That's the movie point. That's stupid, but whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they shouldn't even have said that.
But if there is a Superman type who comes down and decides,
who are these knuckleheads? Yeah.
Harley Quinn.
Normal human that happens to be nuts.
Yeah. Guy who's good at shooting bullets is going to stop the next Superman.
That makes sense.
Guy who can climb stuff, who can tie knots, he's going to be.
It's like the
Crocodile Man.
Crocodile
dude who basically in the comic book just had a bad skin condition and he's a professional wrestler, but now somehow is this human crocodile hybrid.
He was a professional
hybrid.
Wrestler?
I believe so, yeah. The original Killer Croc was a guy with I think he was a wrestler or boxer with a skin condition. That was it. Now he's a half alligator, giant hybrid or something.
When I remember him later on, though, from that might have been like the very original, but I remember he was a guy who had like some weird mutation thing, and he was like a cannibal, or he was a serial killer or something like that.
Yeah, he wasn't a good guy, but he was just a guy.
Right.
He was just a guy. He was crazy, he was strong, but he wasn't like superpowered.
Well, he could swim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Suicide Squad without oxygen.
Really
like an alligator, like a crocodile.
Yeah. They have to hold their breath.
Or whatever he did. Like he could do it. Like, yeah. So.
Yeah.
There was,
get Superman anyway, down in the sewer. I got him.
But anyway.
I got him.
Oh, he's in the sewer now. I'm going to death roll him, you guys. Hold on.
Yeah.
Death roll Superman.
Suicide Squad, we're putting you guys together to take on the next hero that rises like Superman. Like Superman? You know I shoot guns, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's my only skill is shooting
accurately. You know I'm hot and I swing a hammer around, right? Like, that's all I do.
Yeah.
If he comes, I get him with my boomerang.
What? Yeah,
you have no logic.
You have a boomerang.
But the only person who would have a shot against the Superman type was probably Diablo, because he was like magical.
Yeah.
Or the, whatchamacallit, well, she wasn't even part of it, but the
Enchantress.
And
maybe,
And I had heard.
That's a maybe.
I had heard she just really had very little to do in that movie, which is a shame, because she's probably the most interesting
in
out of that group.
In a sense of, like, being part of the team, yes, because she's basically the villain in that
movie. She basically just went villain.
I thought she was.
No, she was. The movie, the trailer would lead you to believe that she's part of the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
She is not.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
She's made to be, but then she escapes. Like at the beginning of the movie, she escapes, and then she actually just becomes the bad guy.
Yeah,
she's like the most interesting one if you read the comics at all.
Oh yeah. And she was pretty cool. Like they've made her like.
Oh okay. Okay.
During
well,
the movie, when they started building her up, I was like, oh my god, this lady.
Yeah, because she's cool, powerful. Yeah.
Yeah, she was super powerful. I mean, she talked about her and said she's like this. You know, basically was pumping her up, saying, "Hey, she has powers. She's this, that," and then she's like, "Show them what you can." Remember that, you know, and she went and she like disappeared and she brought back some like secrets from Iran or something
Tehran.
She, like, you know what I mean?
And military she, like that. Weapon secrets.
She went
stuff,
somewhere and grabbed this military secret book and just dropped it in front of the guy.
Did you guys see the Spider-Man Homecoming trailer?
I haven't. I've seen little tiny.
Oh, yeah. I saw it. Yeah.
What'd you think?
Yep. I'm happy. I'm happy that it's not another origin story. I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
But the whole movie was kind of like, I don't know. I don't know what to feel like. It didn't give me anything to feel great about it.
Yeah.
Like the scene when he's trying to pull the ship, when the ship comes apart.
Yeah.
And he's trying to pull it together. That would have been cool somewhere else. I don't think he could actually do that. Like pull a whole ship together. Like they really stretched that.
I mean,
the scene with Iron Man was kind of funny. Like when he was in the car with him.
Yeah.
But I don't think Robert Downey Jr. is going to be in that movie, like in the whole movie. I think he's just going to, they're just going to do that thing where they're just crossing over, like, see, we're all in the same universe kind of deal.
Yeah,
and then,
it seemed like they were trying to do a big, you know, like, look, RDJ's in it and we're giving you Raimi Spider-Man again. That's what it seemed like the preview was.
Sure.
It's just like, Raimi Spider-Man wasn't that good. Yeah. I mean, Spider-Man 2 was an amazing film.
Yeah, I like Spider-Man.
Amazing film. you know. Yeah. But I don't think even Raimi got Spider-Man that close to right. I'm not saying the film wasn't good. I just
really wish my problem with the Spider-Man is I want to know how he got his powers. I want them to start.
Like, as a guy,
you know what I mean?
Honestly, I'm tired of him being a teenager. And I know I've probably said this on the air before. Spider-Man has been a comic book since what, 1963?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
By issue 21, he was in college. Mm-hmm. Fox or Sony. Well, he was in college.
Yeah.
By issue 21. Well, 2 years after it started as a comic book, in the 60s, let him grow up.
Well, didn't he do that
some point?
In Raimi's Spider-Man's? Like, he started off in high school, and then he...
Yeah, he was in college, but it was still... College. Honestly, I think using Tobey Maguire for all three movies was a mistake. Great for the first movie, get somebody else for the second movie, because in the second movie, I think he was in college. But it's just like, let him grow up, and I think Tobey Maguire is great for some roles, but... Like, even when you read the comics, he wasn't like a little dude. He wasn't a guy that looked like a kid.
Yeah.
He grew up to be a man, you know? And he wasn't short. I think he's 5'10", 5'11", if you look at the old Marvel universes. So it wasn't like he was like this little sort of dude that always looked like he was perpetually 16.
Yeah.
You know? That's why I thought Wes Bentley would have been a better choice, because I guess he was in the running with
Tobey
Maguire
too.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was in the running, but I think if I remember correctly, he did lose out to Tobey Maguire.
I like Wes Bentley.
And I think he would have been better because he could have been he's got a darker edge though. He does sort of have a darker edge to him, so I get why Sammy didn't choose him for that.
Here's the thing. I agree with you.
Yeah.
And then when I saw Civil War, and what's the kid's name? Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Is that his
name?
Oh,
he was good in that.
He was great. I was like, oh, this is really good. This is the Spider-Man I could like. This kid right here. I think this is great. So I was like, well, he's a kid again. That's okay, I guess.
As long as they don't dwell on it for more than a movie. I get it. Homecoming, you want him to be
14,
a teenager.
Isn't he?
I think he was 16 or 17 when he had his powers.
No,
but
in this movie.
Oh. Though.
Like him,
Tom Holland?
No,
he was 19.
Kid, the actual kid.
Tom Holland?
19?
He was 19, yeah.
I thought he was 15, 16.
No,
You know,
but, I just let him be an adult. One movie, okay, fine. Yeah. Fine. Just let him be an adult. Let him act like an adult, too.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think in hindsight, it would have probably been okay if they'd have just let him exist in the Marvel Universe for a while.
Yeah.
And not maybe jumped out with a movie right away. I don't know.
Well, that's Sony. I mean, and that was part of the deal, I'm sure, because Sony... You got to remember, you don't, even as bad as the Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2 were, they still made Sony a ton of money.
No, I know.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So they were anxious to get some of that Marvel money.
Every time I see
they're not going to sit on Spider-Man. They're not.
Every time I see the Sony logo at the beginning of like a preview, I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, what's his name? The last Spider-Man. Andrew Garfield. Great Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Terrible Peter Parker. And I'm not saying that's his fault.
Yeah.
That's not his fault. That's a writer's fault. Like, they clearly did not get the kind of person that Peter Parker was at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't good at anything, right? He was just kind of like a guy.
He's just kind of like a kid that rode a skateboard and he was angsty. And it was like, wow, that is not who Peter Parker was.
He didn't really do the science.
All, yeah.
So, like, he didn't really do any kind of science except, like, when he built his web shooters.
Well, he didn't even do that. He stole the technology and stole the web fluid. And it's like, you're missing the point of who Peter Parker was. He was a genius.
Yeah.
You know, he never was as smart as like Stark or Pym or anything, but that's part of that was because he never had the chance to develop that. He became a superhero so young that became his life. You know what I mean? But he was, I mean, smart as those guys.
Still excited about Homecoming though, or no?
That preview left me pretty cold, to be honest. Okay. I was very, very meh.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to see that teen angst type stuff again.
What's her name? Is Aunt May? I thought that was okay. I was. Like,
I don't mind I
was
her.
Like,
I love her.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
Hot aunt? Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
She's like good, too. I like her. I do. I like her.
Yeah.
I don't mind. I don't care about that. I just, I don't know. It's just, I hoped for more, and I was just like, really, that's it? But then again, previews are made for a reason.
Yeah.
And if they're trying to remind us of Raimi's Spider-Man, and they're trying to have RDJ in it, because apparently the Marvel movies with him in it do a huge percentage better than the ones without him.
Super popular, yeah.
So, you know, I kind of get that, I guess, but I'm just like, you got to show me more than this.
I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe this is actually happening.
Oh, God, yeah. When we, quick antidote, when we went and saw...
Civil War.
Uh-huh.
This lady behind us during the Spider-Man scene.
She was a girl. She was a young girl.
Now you're going to make the story sound horrible.
It's not horrible. She was like...
Because I jumped her shit.
No. I don't mean young.
I was mad.
I don't mean young.
She wouldn't shut up.
No. I don't mean young as in like
under like 16, 17. Yeah. She had to be like in her early 20s, but she was like, she wouldn't shut the hell up.
When the Spider-Man show, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. This is happening right now. Can you believe this is happening? Oh my God, it's happening. I'm like, could you shut up? Like she was louder than the movie. And to her credit, she's like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And then she shut up and I'm like, I felt bad. So I was like, oh, it's okay. Thanks. Or whatever. Yeah. I apologize like for snapping.
Can I tell the anecdote from my perspective real quick? Yeah. Okay. So we're watching the movie and then she, the whole Spider-Man thing comes up and she's like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. She's like freaking out with what I presume is her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then he goes, and then he says something like, yeah, it is. Can you shut up so you can watch the movie?
Yeah.
And the first thought is like, oh my God, we're going to have to fight her boyfriend.
Oh,
like,
that guy?
Because by that point, I hadn't seen who was behind us. I heard a woman and there was a dude next to her. Yeah. And I was just like, we're gonna have to fight this guy. Like, that's all he needs to do is get up and be like, hey, what'd you say about my girl? What'd you say about my girl, bro?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, what are we going to do? And then
he was probably glad.
After the movie, when we got up and left, I looked at him. I'm like, oh, that guy, whatever. Yeah, they're like, early 20s, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
But the first, I was like, God, are we going to have to fight during Civil War? Like, is this guy going to be like, hey, what'd you say, bro?
Yeah, bro. Oh, honestly, he was probably like, oh, thank God. Somebody shut her up.
Yeah, she was like, oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening. Yeah, like, shut up. Shut up.
Yeah. Like, it was
because
loud.
She would talk intermittently. Up until that point, she was intermittently just talking throughout the movie. Just like,
right.
Not enough. Yeah. It was annoying, but not enough to like say, hey, could you knock it off? Yeah.
Until Spider-Man showed up. Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, it was just nonstop. Can you shut up so we can watch the movie? Like,
and it, I mean, don't get crazy.
I'm sorry.
It's not like you didn't know. They leaked that, you know, they showed in the preview. Yeah, you know he's going to be there.
Can't believe this is happening.
Where
she's watching it as it's happening, so she got excited and was just like, I can't believe this.
Oh my God, is this happening right now? Is it actually happening?
I was like that when
shut the hell up.
I was like that in the X-Men.
This bully, shut the up.
Yeah.
Sorry to ruin your moment. I know you're enjoying this movie, but shut up.
No.
You know how you were looking forward to seeing Spider-Man? Yeah? Shut up.
Live with that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Spider-Man sucks.
Yeah. I'm glad we got to discuss Suicide Squad as well. Spider-Man is a good...
I'm a huge old school Spider-Man fan, too, and there's just nothing out there right now that really appeals to me.
Let me guess, you're wearing Spider-Man underoos right now.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. I am not. Mm. I'm wearing a Doctor Doom t-shirt.
Anyway, guys, thanks again for joining us this week. You can find us on Facebook at The Geek Lounge and on Twitter at Geek_Lounge.
Yep.
You can go to tpublic.com and find our wonderful show.